The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Now we go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hi friends. We're here talking 90 Day Fiancé.
Man, we really have so much to talk about everything. Geneva's like, we'll talk a couple, we try to consolidate and then things happen and we got to talk about it.
I know.
Meghan and Harry.
Yeah, we dropped a bonus episode over on Patreon. So that was a fun discussion. Great interview. If you guys haven't caught it, I guess once you haven't seen it, it's like you can't find it anywhere. It sounds like no one can get it.
Big mistake on their part.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know.
Right?
I made
some stupid meme about the chickens wanting Oprah to eat their eggs. I think it's so dumb, but it'd be cool if Oprah ate my egg.
Good old Oprah. So that we dropped that right after. So it came out yesterday. Dropped it last night on our Patreon. And Temptation Island will be dropping after the episode tonight. So you guys can't get us out of your ears. We are everywhere. Can't escape us. So today we're talking 90 days.
We're like Jovi at a strip club, baby.
Let's start with Jovi.
They got a great name, Jovi and Yara.
Great names. Okay. When he said, I thought the strip club conversation was like a joke, like that they were kind of exaggerating, but he said he was at a strip club 6 or 7 nights a week. 6 or 7 nights a week?
You
what
freaking
the
Tony
fuck?
Soprano?
But really, you don't work there.
A lot of money, and it's weird.
Oh, do you know how much money? He must make a lot of money, is what I'm thinking.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I think he does.
Because that strip club, the way they were throwing those ones around, it was like they were the Migos in the strip club. I don't understand what's happening.
I bet you he gets pay plus per diem just to spend on food, and he's probably pocketing that. And he does look like he doesn't stress about money. You are have a good point there, sister.
Yeah.
And those strippers probably love him because he gets shit faced and is putting hundreds in their pussies.
He just went right upstairs with that chick up.
Oh my God. I would divorce. Night before we get married and you're going to the champagne room. Peace out, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's a real. And it was a skulky walk up to the second floor, too. Like, I didn't like the vibe at all.
I'm
cool with a lap dance. If you want to get a lap dance, whatever. But
it is OK. I think bachelor parties
space
are immature. Why are bachelor parties a thing? You're getting married. Marriage is so miserable that you got to go out and have your last hurrah. It just doesn't make sense. It's so stupid, but it's just dumb. Men are such pigs.
Well, I mean, chicks go wild. Look at Cynthia. Freaking people sucking dick at a bachelor party.
Oh, yeah.
Bachelorette party. So
that's why they
ways.
Don't need them. Oh, God. Yeah. Mistakes happen. Fucks your life up.
Yeah. It's like danger. It's the danger zone, right?
Why are you getting married? Yeah. I mean, yeah. Cynthia, women, I feel. That is a very rare case. But men, I know they get strippers up, and I've heard, Mario Lopez, most beautiful woman eating Doritos, and he's cheating on her on the bachelor party.
Yeah, time slips
so
away from
miserable.
You. Drinks. Right. It's not about being, it's not miserable.
The penis
that's not,
talks.
Yeah, that's not misery. That's just sick men being men.
Yeah, it's the penis. Yeah.
It's not unhappiness.
How'd she fall?
Yeah, I don't know.
She just fell.
Was like, were they drunk? And then
the
I was like, no, she's not drunk. I think
she just slipped.
My fiance, if I really fell when I was pregnant, I went to the doctor, I'm all nervous, and then off you go to your bachelor. No, no.
Another
night
layer.
Out after we're married in Vegas. There you go.
Yeah.
Have a post-batch. Have a great time.
I know. Why are they not having the bachelor party in Vegas? You think of a city where Vegas is even a better option. I'd rather my husband be in Vegas where the strippers are professional.
Yes.
And they see a bunch of people come through. To me, Vegas strippers at a strip club, it's more of a business, right?
Yeah. So I think
it's New Orleans I probably is too.
Where I saw the stripper like sigh and get up on stage was that same strip club he was in. I think that was the one I was in because that's
in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I mean, I would go.
I don't
want to see Tyler's penis flicker though. It would start, it's an automatic fight for me.
Yeah. I
the type
I guess
of chick.
I've only gone with Dorian. Isn't that weird? But like not in a creepy way. Like
nice, sweet.
He's not even, I don't get the vibe that he's like sitting there, like getting his dick hard. He's just kind of watching the show.
Right.
Admiring the.
But you guys are very healthy. I'm a toxic psychotic bitch. And I would be drunk and I would love to go, but I don't. Tyler is my property. I don't want him looking at anybody. I don't know. But
you're jealous. You are.
I am. That's not healthy as I'm taking. Yeah, I guess I could. But me and Tyler don't have that relationship. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you got to know your boundaries, right? You got to know where the line is.
It would cause a fight.
Right.
But I think it's really nice.
Right.
I'm going to strip club, as I said, with my brother. That's sicker. Okay. Twin brother. Even we're in the womb.
You're
we're
Teresa.
In the strip club. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So my brother who hates me now.
I loved Yara trying on the dress when she was like, this is the dress I want. I will pick this dress. It was like, like she's
I loved your tweet.
Oh, her on Say Yes to the Dress.
She'd be
brilliant. Because she doesn't play it up for different audiences. That's what I also appreciate about her. You're not getting her to give you a fake smile and some bullshit. Not happening. It's great.
Americans are taught to bullshit.
Right.
These women from the Ukraine, Russia, they're not taught to bullshit.
No.
My mom was so don't burn bridges. Be nice. Nah, nah, nah. It's like, I'm burning bridges, mom. I can't imagine how many times she told me that.
Oh, that's good.
What else? I love when she did there. Do you like this dress? No. Why not be honest?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jovi's mom is a babe. Isn't she pretty?
She's very pretty. I think it was sweet that she allowed her to come. Also, what? Now the friends are going. So I feel like that was all fake or something.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden there's a whole crew going to the wedding.
It was very sweet.
Yeah.
I loved
very
it.
Very sweet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel guilty. I feel like maybe Tyler's mom would have wanted to be at the courtroom seeing me get called Justin.
I feel like maybe you guys should just one day have a renewal.
I know. I would have been nice, like a 5 year. I always vision. It's going to be 5 years married, April 22nd already. And I would have wanted to have, I always visioned like a beautiful party in my backyard with lights and everything.
Well, maybe
and
6 years. Who gives a shit?
COVID.
Fifth year
I
is,
know.
You know, is a wash. I would say you guys
when,
should
how
it,
many
though.
Years have you been married? Five? Going on five this year?
Four. This year will be five. September.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah.
We all got wild. Married the same year.
Yeah.
Weird. I want a hand grenade. I want to walk down Bourbon Street and I want to party. Okay.
Fuck
so
yeah.
Jealous. But that guy is a pussy. Now, there's an even keel. If I heard Tyler say, I got to go home to my wife and baby, I'd be like, get in there and look at some pussy, bitch, and come home and lie to me like a real
flipping.
Man. You know what I mean? I don't want him to feel like he has to. I just don't want to know about it. Be a man.
Okay.
Go rub, you know, you got to have some fantasies in life.
Man, poor Tyler trying to navigate your brain and where the boundaries are is
right.
A real
the
pickle.
Other night I said, we're not fucked. And he's like, just cuddle and promise I won't have sex with you because you can't cuddle without them trying to hot rod you. And so he really believed me. Then the next morning he goes, see, I didn't try to have sex with you. I said, I never am going to cuddle up with you and not want to have sex, Tyler. That's a game I play. And so he
poor
left.
Tyler.
That's a, yeah. But
right.
That guy is, if I watched that, I would feel bad. I don't know. There's something about, you can still have a little white lie. He can go in there and look around.
Right. And then go home to the baby.
Yeah. You go home to the baby and that's depressing. While your friends are at the strip club. Come on.
That is depressing. All right, let's talk.
Only I live once.
Brandon and Julia. What a douchebag. Listen, you're not going to find a straight man usually who's excited about wedding planning ever. It's just not going to happen. But you lie to your wife because she's
if
excited.
If he is. run.
And if he is really thrilled and not very Metro, you ask yourself what's going on. But
is his name Kevin Lee or from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
I just think he was a dick to her for no reason.
Oh, yes. He does not want to get married.
That's is that what it is, you think?
I don't know. And his face does look like the dad. I did too. I can't believe I ever said he doesn't look like the dad because he looks just like him, especially when he was yelling at her in church.
Yeah, I laughed. I saw somebody put up a tweet like Brandon, how many or something like essentially how many chicks did Brandon text on May 9th? Like that, you know, like that he thought like it could be another chick. And it's like, it's so true. Like for her, it was this monumental thing. And for him, he doesn't even know.
It's so funny. So true. Pretty church. I love going to see a church ceremony. I'm not a church person, but I enjoy. I love the whole dramaticness of
it's beautiful.
Through. It's so beautiful, right?
He just shit all over her dream.
And you're upset because I don't share the female fantasy of a wedding. That is so rude.
I mean, who says that? It's just, again, it's unnecessary and like it's not needed in a moment where where she's obviously emotional. And if you love this chick, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, her family's not there. It just seems crazy.
Very rude.
And the mom smiling, the church lady. I'm sorry. May is a huge month for weddings. There must be a gazillion people that get married the day before Mother's Day every year. I don't buy it.
You would think so, right? Is Mother's Day a big church
Saturday?
Day? I don't know anything about that. But
I guess that's what people say. But that Saturday before Mother's Day in May, June is like wedding central, right?
Yes. Summer. Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, definitely.
And why was what is the mom's name? I don't know.
I'll tell you for $1 million. Literally.
It's crazy.
He's a dick.
She doesn't. I can't remember. I don't know any dates about anything, but it's sweet when people do have something that means something.
Right, right. And he's like, what?
If you don't know what day it is, I'm leaving. That is so funny. Silent. Such a man woman thing.
Oh. All right. I would like to discuss.
Looks like Amanda Bynes and she's the man playing soccer.
Holy shit.
That just came to me. I'm a fucking genius.
Yep.
Drop the motherfucking mic.
Amanda Bynes has bigger eyes.
I can't wait
eyes,
to put that up.
But it's the
same.
Oh, yeah.
She's prettier. She's way prettier. Yeah.
I love She's the Man. Low-key great movie.
Oh, every movie she ever did.
I know.
And,
damn shame.
And she was a genius on All That or whatever she was on in Nickelodeon. And she was unique and beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Another sad story. All right, let's discuss Stephanie and Ryan. Excuse me, Stephanie and Harris. Okay, your tweet when you said it was like where she got the wrong mixes up her kids when she was like Ryan Harris. Oh my God, what is okay? It's definitely a mix of pills and booze, right?
Yeah,
it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's a loopiness to her vibe,
yes.
And just an overall disheveledness, but like she thinks she looks presentable.
Oh, yeah. She falls asleep in the parking lot and her employees see her in the morning and she just slept through the night in the parking lot.
Just freshens right up and heads in.
She's crazy.
She's nuts.
She's not well.
No, she's definitely not. I mean, so he has the baby moms that he's now living with. And what does she think he's doing?
See, this is my theory. I think Ryan's mom is the leader of the pack of all this. Then Harris, Ryan, and the baby mama, wife, whatever, they're all in on it together to get the money from Stephanie.
Okay. I would love
it. Which
a
I'm okay
hustle.
With.
Yeah, me too.
I'm okay with it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because
his
what
eyes
kind of morality
like
or decent person yeah. is she?
And,
right?
You know, like he's got a half chub he's fucking her with. Be like, all right, Tyler, you can go get money, but you better not be fully hard for her. It's not revenge sex. She's so sick.
She is a sick person. And she's really like acting like her and Harris are lifelong friends. It's just hilarious. You saved the day. I need to give you a kiss. It's like, oh, God, stop
it. I should have met you first.
Crazy. Should have met
and
you first.
Saying Harris was calling her. I don't believe that.
I don't either. Oh, you mean Ryan or Harris?
Or she was saying that Harris was calling her every day that she was with Ryan, and she was falling in love with Harris, but she was with Ryan, so she couldn't do anything about it.
No, I don't either. I don't understand the desperation. Yeah.
I even went on Yelp trying to hope that we'd see some crazy Yelp reviews. There's nothing on there.
It's all hot, highly rated.
Oh, no, no. There's no reviews. So either this, that's a red flag as well.
Oh, that is a red flag.
I need help because I'm doing that. But
look at you. You're like one of the Reddit people. You're deep.
I'm trying to find us a tidbit to get us in the top of the pack
Okay. Right. I like it.
Trying to ruin lives. Trying to find something on Stephanie that this is an off skirt, everyone. But everyone follow Lake Jew One. Lake J-U-1. He puts up a bunch of memes, and him and I should be best friends because he makes me giggle. But Andrea from Love After Lockup was on Stage Mom, some show that was on TV, and I put it up on her Instagram at Escaped Reality Podcast. Crazy. Check it out. She even says, I have a boyfriend in prison I'm going to be with. So that at least is true. All right. We'll talk more about that on Love After Lockup.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, she can barely hold her fucking head up.
Oh, yeah. She's a mess.
Does Harris like her, or is it a whole, what do you think in your gut?
I don't get the vibe that he's into her at all.
Mm-mm. I kind of thought Ryan was a little bit more.
Yeah, me too. The vibe to me with Harris is like he's just he's there because he has to be or something. Mm-hmm. You know, doesn't seem authentic.
She is really predatory, though. It really is freaky.
Yeah. All right, Amira and Andrew. This came to me about Amira, and this could be very offensive because I don't understand accents. She sounds like a cartoon character speaking French. You know what I mean? Like somebody if somebody demonstrating how to speak with a French accent. What if she's from Ohio? Can you just imagine if she was like,
that would be great. It's like Pepe Le Pew, and I don't want to say that because I know Pepe Le Pew is in trouble.
Yeah, now he's in problematic. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like it seems seems so fakely French that I don't know if that's an authentic.
Yes.
Like, is that what real French people talk to? Like, I don't know.
Why are you dying to leave
this beautiful place? I don't know.
You're that in love, and Andrew's something is so off. You can see how he's talking, and he looks the other way, and it seems very rehearsed and weird.
He's extremely creepy to me. I saw him sitting outside of their home daycare, and I just saw the kids' outdoor play area, and my heart just broke because it looks so fucking depressing. They have like a 4x4 square to like be outside. It was like,
those kids with those people.
I hope anyone watching this show who has kids in this place will pull their kids immediately.
And after we saw her, the nasty things that she says.
Yeah, exactly. What online? Is she teaching these kids?
Right. Racism.
I was rooting for Amira to just go home and live her life. And now I think she's kind of a dumbass.
She's sick. Yeah. Beyond dumbass. She's in Serbia. She flew to freaking Serbia.
Belgrade for 2 weeks. She's like, I don't know what to do. Here I am in my hotel for 2 weeks. In a quarantine situation, in a pandemic, you're going to a random ass country where you literally can do nothing. And you don't even know what you can do because you didn't research shit and you're just there. So stupid.
I was fascinated. Aisha from Below Deck went back to New Zealand. Mm-hmm. I believe it was New Zealand. And she documented her whole quarantine, how they can't leave. They put food through the door and everything. Fascinating. I don't think she's getting that type of quality of life.
No.
Quarantine, right?
No. She's just in a random hotel.
She wants to move to San Diego or Vegas. That's random.
So look at her knowing her locations.
Right. That is another thing. And it sounded like her accent dropped when she said that. You might be onto something here.
Right.
Where's
I'm totally kidding, but that'd be hilarious.
She's hilarious, Baldwin.
Right.
Her name's really Amy. Amira is a pretty name, though. It's unique. I like it.
You think her hair is real? She has so much hair.
I do because I'm an idiot when it comes to hair. I'm a real fool.
Maybe if it is, it's very glorious.
Mm-hmm. And she got a nice rump when she had in that back of the dress.
Yeah,
she looked good. I hate how he calls her baby. You're so brave, baby. That was incredibly traumatic and difficult moment while he was relaxing at the resort.
And we've talked about this before. I think somebody who uses babe or baby like overly, it's like a sign to me that the relationship
hiding
is fake.
Something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like when all you're just calling someone babe, 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 babe. It's like, what is going on?
Baby,
here?
Baby, baby, baby. This could all be yours, baby.
Yeah, no. Not
she's like, your house looks so nice.
Oh, finally, you cleaned your house. It's like, oh, God.
Oh, gosh. And it doesn't look like they're together. So it'll be interesting, I guess, to see what happens. But my radar goes off with the way Andrew speaks. Something's real creepy about
him. Agreed. Agreed 100%. Anything else on those two?
No, I hate them.
All right. How about Mike and Natalie? Oh, God. How about the neighbor at Bo's surprise party was like, you made it to 50. Like, Jesus.
She is sucking Bo off. They were holding hands.
Yeah,
she's close
to
Bo. Oh, I should move in with her.
I was getting more of the vibe like that was like his special helper, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, it's her special helper. You're like, she gets him to relax.
Oh, God.
Bo's handsome. I'd rather... Yeah. Get a little whip of the tail than Mike.
You're picking Bo over Mike now. You're not.
Maybe.
No.
The teeth might feel good on the clitoris.
Okay. Thank you.
Mike, you don't have to marry her, you psychopath.
Definitely do not.
What is wrong with him?
I just can't take any of this seriously now that I know that they actually got married. Like, this is all so dumb.
He's sitting crisscross applesauce, as the kids say, and he just hands it to her, and then she's still mouthing off. Fucking accept the ring. That's a Justine move right there. Just ruin it.
Like, what's wrong with her? She can't just, oh, my sweet, sweet Mike, the ring, and she's happy. Instead, she's like gonna literally just dumpster fire.
You gonna drop Kiev now?
It's like, what? That's the reaction?
Yeah, he is. Nuts. He's giving you back the ring. He's calling a truce.
Shut the fuck up about Kiev.
Bitch.
You guys should never discuss it again. Obviously, it's a landmine of bullshit. Avoid it. God. And in that moment, that's what you did. She's so dumb.
She is. She's sick. They don't jive.
You know, sometimes people can be their own worst enemies. And she definitely is, because she says one thing and does everything opposite. She says she wants to move on. She holds grudges. She says she wants to open up. She gets silent. Like, she's just not capable of like doing what she thinks she wants to do. It's ridiculous.
She reminds me of friends that I've been friends with that I can't be friends with anymore because they drive you nuts. Mm-hmm. And eventually their relationship issues leak into your friendship and you're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
100%.
I love her mom.
Strutting. I thought the dress that she picked was the worst of the three. Or that
I can't
she
even
liked.
Focus on these people and these wedding dresses
I know.
Anymore.
I know. They all
really?
Look the same at a certain point.
They
She's
do.
The best.
Did you ever see Dorit's wedding gowns? I have to say they kind of look pretty.
Oh. Kind of look. Her old face? Or does she look the same?
Or they're new. Or I mean, no, she's designing wedding
gowns.
Oh,
she's designing.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. They see a buck.
All right. Good for her.
But
all right.
Mike's face proposing and his energy and the way he.
It's like he's
in a
hostage situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, what are we?
It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't
if
know.
COVID didn't exist, would she have left?
Probably. Well, it looks like the preview next week, she's crying and saying it's over. But obviously, we know that's not true. So I don't know.
I want to know his bank account situation as well.
Right.
And I love how they walk. The second Uncle Bo walks in, he's blowing the candles out. Can we have dinner?
Also, isn't this COVID? Should they be blowing out the candles?
But they're in the middle
probably
of
fucking
nowhere.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Who's around?
I'm done worrying about COVID, right? I'm over it. I just got to move on with my life. Mm-hmm. If I die, I die.
All right. Tariq and Hazel. Tariq's a douche.
Yes.
His friend was trying to tell him exactly what to do. He did not want to hear it.
I love the friend. He's the guy you want to be married to.
That's the friend you want too.
Yeah.
Telling you straight up. You need to delete her number. He's like,
I didn't like it.
No, me either.
And I like the crazy desk. You're not Einstein. Oh.
Okay, the desk. Someone pointed out to me, I put up
a picture.
It looks
like my house.
Yeah, it actually looks like Justine's background right now. I put up a picture at Escape 2 Pod of the desk in the background on Twitter. On the desk, there's like a phone that looks like it's unplugged from like 1995. There are a pair of the child's baby shoes. There's like random papers. It looks ridiculous. I feel like you could put up, you remember those things that used to be in like cartoon or like, what are those called? Comic books where you'd like circle. Can you spot
yes.
all of the things? It's like one
at
of those.
The bar. Yeah,
looks to be some weird clock. He has a framed picture of Obama. That's nice.
Oh, I liked that. Yeah. We should
it's
all
like an old calendar, a bunch of cords. I mean, it looks absolutely ridiculous.
Why can't he pick a nice suit? Why does it have to be white or blue or just... I guess
he's
a white
cheesy,
suit is okay, but
he is a cheesy dude.
The blue he's, bow tie?
Yeah, he's like it honestly.
What it, planet is he on?
I don't know. It's bad. I can't
like a,
stand Tariq.
He's bugging me. The only positive I feel Hazel and Ari loves Hazel.
Yes. That is
it
nice.
It feels like it. Yeah.
But I just the whole idea, she supposedly suggested the call to Minty or whatever. So I understand what she's saying.
Yeah, you really can't catch it, right?
I thought it was Minty.
I did too. And then sometimes
is it not?
Minty. No, it is. But then I question myself when he says it. Because he says it so fast.
It just, I don't understand why she thought that was a good idea to suggest. I guess she really wanted to see what the hell was up and she got her answer, right? Which is like, obviously.
So she said I missed that. She said,
well, he said like he brought it up to her and she wasn't into it. And then she came to him and was like, let's do it.
Yeah, I'm
and
sure
then
she said,
we'll do it because she wanted to test him. She said that in the last episode. Like, I want to see
what
did. They're like.
Oh, well, yeah. That's what you get if you want to test your man.
Right.
It's not going to turn out good.
Exactly. It's going to backfire on you.
Does he have the phone number memorized like I did with Tyler when he deletes
it? Probably. Right.
Tariq is odd, though. He really is.
Yep. There's some odd energy there that's unexplainable that even though he has some nice friends around him. And that's the other thing is friends seem normal.
Mm-hmm.
All of them now.
I'd like him to be in carpool karaoke. It seems like he'd be entertaining. It seems like he drives around and sings and in his car a lot.
I could see that. I don't know. I think they got to shut down the third party situation. It's obviously not the right vibe.
This phrase will never be in my life. Our ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, right. Great point.
What's the point of having them on?
Threesome. I think they thought they were going to get something and then COVID hit.
A one-nighter.
A third party was going to come into the mix.
I know we're getting burnt out. This is what always happens.
I know it's true. By the end, you're like, fuck all these
we
people.
Hate them. We hate them by the end.
I'll still take the two. I guess there's three that I'm watching to the bitter end. Jovi and Yara is always entertaining to me. Stephanie and Stephanie's antics is entertaining to me. That
She's
might be
gold.
It. If I had to pick a three, it might just be Mike and Natalie because it's just so ridiculous. But
TLC is smart. They got to get the cameras in her office. They got to get the cameras in the lunchroom.
Yep.
When Stephanie's not around and get the truth.
Absolutely. For the reunion, just like asking, interviewing her.
Or
employees.
Just to hear what they say. Like, Stephanie's bet she didn't get enough sleep last night.
She
must have drank an extra bottle. Somebody put a Xanax in her drink. Get her calming down. She's fucked up
totally.
The time.
Totally.
I can't believe she doesn't have DUIs and hasn't killed somebody yet. She belongs in jail.
She belongs on, you know what she belongs on? Love After Lockup. She'd be perfect on that show.
Yes.
That's her next
move. She would give someone a nice life.
Yeah, she would.
When you have a chance, look at her Instagram. She's got a picture of her holding a gun that is so scary.
Okay.
It will give you nightmares. Okay.
Will do. What's her Instagram?
Stephanie batshit crazy. I'm just kidding. 90 day_Stephanie.
Okay, there we go. All right, last but not least.
She's a pretty woman. She could find somebody her age and everything.
She could. Rebecca and Zied.
Oh, I forgot all about them.
Hold on, I mean, all we got was, okay. Zied journeys all the way to America. And what he gets is a text, meet me by the side door for your chicken sandwich. And he's like in the back where the trash goes out. That's just a sad situation.
He's going to gain the American 20 if he's not scary. If he's not scary,
he already has.
Careful. Seeing it. And okay. I'm honestly team Zied. How deep are they into this? What is it going to shave off? 2 weeks if they get married before Ramadan?
A month, right? I guess.
I mean,
30 days.
You're only giving yourself 90 days anyway.
Right. I actually don't understand her argument. I'm not going to be forced into marriage. No, I'm not going to do it. It's like, bitch, you have Zied's face on every single thing in your entire house. You don't want to get married? I don't understand.
You can't swipe that clean that easy.
You're not getting your dream wedding with a horse-drawn carriage for your fourth
marriage.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's just not happening.
Fourth.
So, come on.
Get a life. I was surprised. She says, we've been apart this long. Doesn't matter now.
Right. It was like a very
shocked she was saying that.
Yes. It came across so cold for a woman that seems so obsessed with him. It made no sense.
I get that he should have brought it up. Yeah. But still, I feel like they must have talked about it before. Zied seems very level-headed.
Yeah, he does.
And her just chewing that cheek away like she's scooping out a bagel. I just can't. And he's sitting.
Scooping out a bagel.
I'm coming to get my chicken. And the owner's like, I hope she better pay for that.
Right. She's been late 4 times.
Lose her job.
It gives me such Breaking Bad vibes because, did you ever watch Breaking Bad?
No, I never did. I couldn't get through the first couple episodes, which I should have pushed through because I freaking love that guy.
Okay. There's like a famous chicken place that's like part of the show. And that's what I always think of when I see a chicken, people working
in
a chicken restaurant.
Is Breaking Bad up there with Game of Thrones or no?
For me, Breaking Bad is in my top 10, I would say, for sure.
Oh, man. Holy shit. Let's do our favorite top 5 TV shows of all time for Patreon. I would love to do that.
Yeah. Let's do that.
That would be fun.
I love that idea.
Scripted reality doesn't matter.
No, we got it. Those are separate.
Okay. We'll do, our 5 favorite scripted, 5 favorite reality. Yeah. Yes.
They're so different.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
Ooh, I'm going to have to do some thinking. All right, guys. I think that's it for us. Temptation Island will be dropping in your ears soon. Bravo. We're going to be joined by a guest this weekend. That'll be fun. So the ball's rolling. Glad to have you on the train. We'll be back.
Let us know if you've been to that strip club.
Absolutely. Please do. I think I have. I'm going to do some cross-referencing.
Hopefully Geneva and I will go there when I meet her.
Yeah, baby. All right, guys. We'll be back.